This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Well, hello there. Can you believe all of the drama with the Real Housewives? Like, one housewife after the other, back to back, the Black Housewives. What is going on? Is Mercury in retrograde? And I don't believe in that at all. But what the hell is happening? Okay, so up top, I'm going to talk about, or I'm going to mention Candy Burris and Todd Tucker. They are separating, they're divorcing, whatever. Here's the thing. Unfortunately, I've missed a lot of Real Housewives of Atlanta, so I'm not able to, and Candy's spinoff shows, so I cannot comment on her marriage with Todd. All I can say is, apparently, they split 3 months ago. They're public with the split now. And it's amicable or whatever. All I can say is, like, why can't people stay together? I know that life is short and you're supposed to be happy, but I feel that people really romanticize and glamorize divorce. I think that some people see people who broke up or ended things with their spouse and they have a glow up and they're shining and they have a new partner. But I don't think that's the case for, not don't think, that is not the case for everyone. Some people divorce and they stay divorced. Some people divorce and they're never in another relationship again. And I just hate to see divorce being so common and thrown around with people who aren't in their 20s or 30s. I'm not being ageist at all, but I think the ideal age range to be single would be 20s or 30s, as in you're divorced in your 20s or 30s. Nothing above that. No age above that, because dating just becomes exponentially and exponentially and exponentially harder the older you get. And then when you're famous, like Candy, okay, not only are you going to attract opportunists, even if you attract people, men on your, first of all, your dating pool is decimated when you're a successful woman and a famous successful woman. But even if you get partners, even if you're dating, even if you're in relationships, it is not easy to get someone to want to commit to you for the rest of your life, whether you're famous or not. But when you're famous, that's tenfold. Why? Because if you are also dating successful men who have bread and or are who have money and fame, those motherfuckers don't want to commit. They're out here just Leonardo DiCaprio-ing it. They're out here jumping from hoe to hoe. So I'm just so curious to see what Candy's romantic life will look like after this divorce, or like during this separation / after this divorce. I'm very interested to see what will happen, what will unfold, because She has the money, she has the fame, she has the success. Again, that's just very fertile ground for opportunists. That's very fertile ground for your fucking Kevin Federlines. So I don't know. I don't know. It's complicated because I don't know the inner workings of their relationship, but I wish they could have just stayed together. I wish they could have just taken a break. I think breaks could be very beneficial. They could remind people of what the hell ain't out there on these streets. I think people really think that there is a more, many more viable options out there on the street than the ones that actually exist, right? Than what is actual truth. So I just wish that they could have just had a 1 to 2 year break to be like, nah, this ain't it. This ain't for me. Let's try to work this out. But again, I have no idea what the hell was going on behind closed doors. So I guess I just have to wish them both the best. But men always have the upper hand when it comes to dating. Men always could snap their fingers and have a new hoe. Always. End of story. I'm not worried about Todd. Todd's gonna have the bitches lined up around the block. I am worried about Candy. You know, I'm not like she might have a parade of men come through who just want to have sex with her. That's not it though. She wants a life partner. So I'm concerned about like the likelihood of her finding them. Because she's wealthy and because she's famous. It's hard. Dating, it feels like dating is the hardest it has ever been in history, particularly for women who are out earning and outperforming and outshining men. We're here, y'all. We are here. I feel like it's taken 2 decades at the most for us to be here, but we are here.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
In the present, it is very difficult for a good woman to find a good man who wants to commit because the good men who exist out there, they tend to be allergic to commitment. So I guess stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned. Next, I got the Dr. Wendy Osefo and Eddie Osefo story. So, luckily, I watched a YouTube video by Jessie Wu. I'm a fan of hers, where she was passionately defending Dr. Wendy, and everything she said in her YouTube makes a lot of sense to me, all the sense to me in the world. So as you know, Wendy was arrested on like insurance fraud charges. Then there was BravoCon the other week in Vegas, and Dr. Wendy addressed the audience and she said, "Remember, these are just allegations." And now fast forward to within like the past 5 days or so, it's come out that or there's a story that Wendy and her husband, Eddie, were using 40 credit cards with aliases, and that Wendy was going by Pam Oliver and Eddie Osefo was going by Eddie Hennessy. Okay. When I heard that, I believed it instantly. Then I watched Jessie Wu's video, her YouTube that she put out. I guess it's 3 days old now. And I felt really stupid. I felt really, really, really stupid. Or I don't know. She put out today, whatever. She put out recently. Jesse did. Then I felt stupid because how the hell is anybody, first and foremost, able to get 40 credit cards? Let's just say 20 apiece. How is that possible? Let's start there. Because you know when you get a credit card, they look at all your info and all of your, you know, open accounts. So how are you going to get up to 20? How are they not stopping you and say you already have enough? Decline the application. But that aside, how are you supposed to have a name like Eddie Hennessy and get approved? And a name like Pam Oliver when your name is Wendy Osefo, and you have to put in your social and you have to put in all your information that ties you to who you actually are. So how the hell are you able to do that, right? It don't make sense because I don't believe that that happened. Now, Jessie said in her video, and then it was confirmed, or their lawyers put out a statement, they have used aliases for deliveries. They are public figures. You got to use fake names for the things that you do. It's a safety issue. It's a security breach if you don't. Celebrities use fake names when they check into hotels. They got to. Celebrities use fake names when they have things mailed to them. They got to. It's just way too dangerous not to do that. So the aliases were not for credit cards. They were for deliveries. So I'm going to read something to you right now. So, let's see. Wendy Osefo left a comment that said on Instagram, "What is most disturbing is that the state appears to have begun investigating only after charging the Osefos, which is a highly irregular approach that raises serious concerns about motive and fairness. The Osefos have never used an alias on any financial application. This allegation is false and misleading." End quote. And as I said, their lawyer said it was for delivery. So do you see how once you put fake news out there and once you give half truths and lie by omission, how damaging that is? Because we're hearing 40 credit cards. We're hearing Pam Oliver. We're hearing Eddie Hennessy. We are not hearing that they had aliases for deliveries. So back to the whole credit card issue. That is none of our business if they did have 40 credit cards. Like, I'm not hung up on that. The reality is, the truth is, a lot of these housewives feel a lot of pressure to give an image of being very wealthy. They feel they need to do that to secure their role on the show and to satisfy fans or whatever, to be aspirational. So I don't give a fuck about the 40 credit card thing. We don't know the truth. The truth hopefully will come out. But I do care if you're claiming that they're using fake names to secure credit cards, if that's not the case. This really seems to be a case of like trial by public opinion. And it's very unfair because basically what Jesse Wu was saying is it's like they're starting the investigation now and they're letting the public in on everything. And we're not supposed to be privy to all of this information. It's just, I don't know. After watching Jess's video, I have serious doubts about whether they committed these crimes. However, let me read something else to you. So somebody reminded Jesse and left a comment saying, quote, no evidence of robbery. Items traced to returns at stores are still in their possession. Double dipping on items and multiple insurance claims. They did that shit, end quote. So, this is where it gets tricky. I personally believe that they may have committed insurance fraud, but I do not appreciate that they are being accused of impersonating a quote Eddie Hennessy and a Pam Oliver to secure credit cards, because I just don't believe that that's how credit cards work. Eddie is apparently an attorney. I just don't believe that that's what they would be doing and going about it. Additionally, apparently, there are claims that Eddie and Wendy were discussing their crimes via email. Jesse thinks that's highly suspicious. I don't think it's that suspicious, because even though they live together, like emails that have a better, you can have a better outline and formatting in an email than you can be a text. So it makes sense to me that why they would want to use emails. However, obviously that's stupid, because that's about as incriminating as it gets. So, but I believe it's plausible. I believe it's a lot more plausible than Jesse does. And Jesse was upfront in saying basically like she's gonna defend Wendy. Like she sounds like a Wendy fan. I don't know if she knows Wendy because they're both in Atlanta, but I don't know. This is such an interesting case, and I am unfamiliar with Wendy. I'm unfamiliar with her on the show. Jesse said, though, that her wife swap episode, Wendy's, was really, really funny, but I don't know. All I know is I hope that their kids will not be separated from their parents, and their kids are the real victims if they are sentenced to jail, to prison, jail, whatever. That's the real, that's what's very sad in this story. So we gotta hope, we gotta pray and hope that this is all a misunderstanding, because, but I don't think that's a good excuse. Like Jesse was trying to hide behind the whole, like, this crime is so stupid. I don't believe they're so stupid, but a lot of criminals slip up and there are lots of oversight. We saw it with Luigi Mangione. We saw it with the fucking United Healthcare killer. The man had the gun on his person, the manifesto on his person. He went to McDonald's, took off his mask. He took off his mask in the lobby of the hotel, of the hostel. So it's like he has his big ass bushy eyebrows. Men don't understand. Bitch, shave your eyebrows, bitch. It's just different things. Bitch, shave your eyebrows. Bitch, dye your hair. Excuse me. There was just so many little tweaks Luigi Mangione could have done that would have helped his case. First and foremost, you need to be in a wig, bitch. You need to be in a wig for men. You need to dye your motherfucking hair. You need to shave your eyebrows. You need to have a mask that covers more of your fucking face. You need to not take off that mask ever. You need to not go to McDonald's and eat up in the McDonald's, taking your mask off, showing your face with your bushy ass eyebrows, bitch. Them eyebrows should have been covered. They should have been shaved and covered, low hat, covered the fuck up. Them eyebrows should have been shaved and covered, dyed. Like, there was just, I feel like, little tweaks. And I'm like, I just wonder if Luigi had little tweaks, if he would have been free right now. Because it's like, you know, he got snitched on by a McDonald's employee, but it's like just little tweaks. So it's like we could sit here and be like, man, just if he made these little adjustments, he would be okay. But we can't die on that hill of this is too stupid of a crime for these people to do it. When people think they're smarter than the authorities and then the system, and that they could outsmart people, and that the crime is so stupid that they would never be suspected. That's how you get here. That's how you get here, right? Instead of realizing, nah, you guys did literally everything wrong. If you did, were sending emails about this, if you were photographed and shit, that you said was stolen. If you were doing multiple back-to-back returning items, keeping items in your possession and shit that you said were stolen, like, they thought if these allegations are true, the insurance fraud ones, they thought that they were above the law for some reason. And the housewives have not been protected. Ever since Teresa and Joe Giudice had to go to prison, every housewife should know the housewives are not protected. If anything, there are people who are very jealous of their lavish lifestyles and are hoping to be able to come for them. But I don't know. As you can tell, I'm skeptical about the whole, like, being accused of impersonation and stuff. And when you think about it, like, Wendy came out and said that comment about, we've never used other information for financial institution, blah, blah, blah. She has not said shit in defense about the insurance fraud. Okay, so she's shooting down the credit card rumors, but she has not said anything about the insurance fraud. And I do believe it is a possibly, allegedly, an open and shut smoking gun case. I do. And again, that means I have to hope for the best for the kids. With everything that the Dr. Wendy and Eddie have worked hard for and fought for their kids to lose their parents, their young-ass kids to lose their parents. I mean, you have to wonder why. Why Wendy and Eddie did this. You have to wonder if they did do it, allegedly, if they did it. You have to wonder why. And you have to wonder how the hell they thought they were above the law. Next, Portia Williams was arrested or walked off a flight, whatever, because somebody was being really nasty to her and rude to her on the plane, and she didn't do anything. But she made headlines because somebody else was being a cunt to her. So I'm glad everything has cleared up with that. It's kind of sad. If somebody is coming at you in a certain way, you are completely trapped on a plane. That is really sad. This is not a fun story to hear about when people just come for people like that. That's unfortunate. So I guess Portia may talk about it. I don't know why there was a lady who was being really nasty and argumentative or just being really rude to her on a plane. I don't know why, but it just can't we travel in peace? And then there's Mia Thornton from The Real Housewives of Potomac. I think it's Potomac. Might be Atlanta. Let me see. But anyways, she was talking shit about Dr. Wendy, and then her ass got arrested. So, let me see. Thornton, whatever. Okay, yeah, she was a housewife of Potomac. Her ass got arrested. It looks like they have all the evidence, whatever. I don't know the details, but I just think it's kind of crazy that she was, like, so gleeful and talking shit about Wendy and Eddie, and then shortly after she got her karma. Anyways, y'all, I hope that you are feeling good gearing up for the Thanksgiving holiday. And I will talk to you soon. I'm trying to get caught up on some of these stories. I'm trying to get into it. I think I'm gonna, let me see what's next on my docket. Yeah, I think I might just jump to Mormon Wives. My Mormon Wives comments and recaps next. Anyways, talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.